At Boston area colleges and universities, administrators are hoping students will take it upon themselves to follow new COVID-19 guidelines and report violations. Part of that has been encouraging a new student culture around coronavirus safety. WBUR's Angus Chen reports.
Scattered across Tufts University are reminders for students to socially distance. Signs are staked into the ground and posters are tacked on the walls. Even the statue of Jumbo the Elephant, the university mascot, has a face covering draped under his trunk. It's the same campus that Tufts senior Coleccio 4 remembers, but this year, it just feels completely different.
Coming back has felt like walking on eggshells and like being like super conscious of like every little thing that I do.
It's been 6 months since she saw her friends in person. Afor says it's exciting to reunite with them, but coronavirus calculations govern every interaction now.
I'm like, I want to hug you, but I don't know if I can. So I have to like ask, like, can I hug you? Is that okay? Can we do that in public? Are people watching?
And like that, a new set of norms and taboos around coronavirus safety is taking shape on college campuses. Students like Afor are still figuring out what's acceptable and what isn't. But some things are obvious. Afor and her friend Deborah Royer say if someone came up to them without a mask on, they'd say something.
Just like, hey, like, your mask, could you pull it up a little bit? Or something like that.
Oh yeah, like, I'll just be like, wanna cover your nose?
This is exactly what Tufts University President Dr. Anthony Monaco is counting on. He's hoping students will call each other out when they see rules are being broken.
I think that kind of pressure will hopefully, peer pressure, good peer pressure to keep everyone safe, will help the compliance enormously.
Monaco says he's been encouraging the formation of a coronavirus safety culture by spreading the message that everything students have to do now is for the greater good.
Lots of posters, bringing the community along, that it's not just about yourself, it's about keeping everyone safe.
There are still violations of the rules. Both BU and Tufts officials say there have been a few dozen instances of students failing to follow basic coronavirus precautions, such as masks and social distancing. As BU's Dean of Students, Kenneth Elmore says he's prepared to enforce consequences, including suspensions, but he's hoping it won't come to that.
I'm not relying on people to police each other, but I am relying on people to be good community members with each other. We have to rely on that. My staff can't be everywhere, and I don't know if it's the right thing for us to be waiting on every corner and truly policing people.
At both universities, fewer than 0.1% of students have tested positive for the coronavirus so far, and there have been no large parties at either BU or Tufts University, at least that officials are aware of. And as much as they may want to, many students say they just won't go if any parties happen. Tufts student Coleccio 4 says if she went to a party, the guilt would just eat her up.
I don't think I would tell anyone. I wouldn't even like take like a Snapchat memory of it. But I feel like our friend group is being like, why would you do that? I feel pretty ashamed.
So neither she nor anyone she knows is planning on being near a student party if one does happen. The risk, both medical and social, is just too great. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.